time, I'll recognize Alderman Albright for the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you for everyone's patience. We have a number of things to work on tonight. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton Board of Aldermen for Monday, May 2nd, 2011. I just want my colleagues to be aware that this is being audio and video recorded. I just want to let folks know that there is, on your desk this evening, there is a revised docket that is in your docket book. And also, as obviously everyone is now aware, there was a proposed water sewer rate sheet that was also on your desk. Lastly, there is a, after last week's zoning and planning meeting, there was a request to clarify some issues with regard to our discussion and votes on the capital improvement plan. That memo with an attachment is also on your desks this evening, and if you have further questions on that, feel free to contact me, and we'll probably hear a little bit more on that tonight as we get into the CIP hearing. I also just want to take 1 second before I recognize the Chairman of Land Use to congratulate our colleague Alderman Baker for receiving the Best Government Services Award for his Alderman at Work program at last week's new TV Red Carpet Award. And our colleague Alderman Shapiro also won an award at the new TV Awards. Lyle's was the Government Services Award, but I'd like to recognize Alderman Shapiro, who also got an award as well. So congratulations to our colleague. Well represented the board at the new TV Red Carpet Awards. So with all that, I will now recognize the Chairman of Land Use to start our first call of reports. Alderman Hesperhan.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report of the Land Use Committee this evening, but I would like to be recognized to schedule a public hearing.
Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. On page 90 of the docket, this is a public hearing to be assigned for June 14, 2011. Application number 131-11, Mark Nichols, petition for a special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming structure to construct an attached garage, a new bathroom, additional storage space, and a new dormer, which will increase the floor area ratio from 0.34 to 0.41 on an existing single-family dwelling at 33 Beverly Road in Highlands Ward 6 on land known as SBL 54276, containing approximately 6,000 square feet in a district zone single residence 2. And that is the report of the Land Use Committee this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Zoning and Planning Committee chaired by Alderman Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The committee's report begins on page 86 of the report's docket. However, the first and only item to be reported out this evening is on the top of page 87, docket item 96-11, Economic Development Commission submitting its annual report of activities undertaken in 2010 and recommendations for improving the economic condition and development of the city. And this was approved 6 in favor and none opposed or abstaining. And that ends the committee report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Could I also just ask that you do report out the referrals for the first call report?
Absolutely. Docket item 30-10, Parens 2, Post-Audit and Oversight Committee, requesting a discussion with the Planning and Development Department relative to the government process of the Newton Community Development Authority, including recommendations and potential changes to the NCDA, and this was referred to Post-Audit, 6 in favor, none opposed or abstaining. Docket item 114-10, Alderman Yates and Rice, requesting reports from the Conservation Commission and Board of Survey on compliance with condition of permits given to allow the development of the Laura Road subdivision, and this also was referred to Post-Audit, 6 in favor and none opposed or abstaining, and that ends the report.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Next, I have the Programs and Services Committee, chaired by Alderman Sangiolo.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 87. The only item to report out is item number 100-11. His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $30,000 from the FY11 budget reserve account to the Department of Veterans Services for the purpose of supplementing the FY11 budget for veterans benefits. This was approved by a vote of 4-0. But the only other thing I'd like to mention is that on page 92 of the new docket, assuming that we approve the new docket on first call, Programs and Services will be taking up item number 142-11. His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend the sum of $50,000 from the VAA Boston Marathon Contributions Fund for the purpose of supplementing current and future fundraising from local community groups to purchase playground equipment to enhance neighborhood playgrounds this Wednesday.
I've been taking it up Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you very much. Next, I have the Public Safety and Transportation Committee, chaired by Alderman Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report.
Alderman Ciccone, could I ask, though, that you please, you do have a late file docket item on page 91 of the new docket, if you could just request a suspension of the rules so that can become part of our referral docket for this evening.
Certainly. Can I have a suspension of the rules, Mr. President?
Alderman Ciccone has requested a suspension of the rules to incorporate item number 137-11 on page 91 as part of the first, as part of our referral docket. The motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. Could you just read the item into the docket, please?
Certainly. Thank you, Mr. President. 137-11, Alderman Danberg of Florida requesting possible changes to City Ordinance 19-191. Parking meter fees to require minimum purchase at long-term parking meters in order to discourage short-term use.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Thank you. Next, I have the Public Facilities Committee, chaired by Alderman Schnipper.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report, but I, too, would like a suspension of the rules to deal with the late file docket item.
Alderman Schnipper has requested a suspension of the rules. There's a motion to suspend the rules. Is there a second to incorporate a late file docket item? All those in favor will say aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. Please do so.
139-11 on page 91, Alderman Linsky and Danberg proposing that section 26-71, 2672, and 2673, sidewalk construction requested by owners, materials for sidewalk construction, and new curbing installation, respectively, be amended to extend participation in the Betterman program to property owners who voluntarily pay the residual 50% of the cost over time in addition to the 50% initial payment provided under the ordinance. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, I have the Finance Committee, chaired by Alderman Gentile.
Thank you, Mr. President. The finance report begins on the bottom of page 87. First item is 125-11, the reappointment of Doris Bray as a trustee of the Newton Cousins Fund. This item was approved 8-0. 126-11, Mark Derby, reappointed to the Cousins Fund. This item was approved by a vote of 8-0. Both of those appointments were made by the mayor. 127-11 is Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $6,000 from the FY 2011 budget reserve to the clerk of the board's office to supplement the advertising budget. This was approved 8-0. 128-11 is Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $2,069.86 from the Economic Development Grants account to the Economic Development PC software account for the purchase of design software. This was approved by a vote of 8-0. Docket item 100-11 is Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $30,000 from the FY11 budget reserve account to the Department of Veterans Services for the purpose of supplementing the FY11 budget for veterans benefits. This item was approved by a vote of 7-0. And the last item is docket item 45-11. The Community Preservation Committee recommending that the sum of $665,500 be appropriated from the fiscal 2011 Community Housing and General Reserves of the Community Preservation Fund to the control of the Planning and Development Department for a project that will create 3 units of perpetually affordable rental housing at 61 Pearl Street in Newton. This item was approved by a vote of 7 in favor with 1 abstention, and I would move the report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Real Property Reuse Committee chaired by Alderman Danberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report.
Thank you. Next, I have the Post Audit and Oversight Committee chaired by Alderman Swiston.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report.
Thank you. Next, I have the Committee on Community Preservation chaired by Alderman Albright.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's one item to report out, and 4511, the Community Preservation Committee recommending that the sum of $665,500 be appropriated from the fiscal 2011 Community Housing and General Reserves of the Community Preservation Fund to the control of the Planning and Development Department for a project that will create 3 units of perpetually affordable rental housing at 61 Pearl Street in Corner, as detailed in the committee's funding recommendations to the Board of Aldermen. And the vote was 5 in favor and 2 abstentions.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Last, I have the Special Committee on the Reprecincting Committee, and what I'd like to do is recognize Alderman Baker.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I would like to ask suspension of the rules to our late file docket item found on page 93 of the docket, specifically 14711. This is Alderman Baker on behalf of the Reef Precincting Committee recommending 1, discussion, and 2, adoption of a proposed revision to the ward and precinct lines for the city to respond to the recent federal census and growth of population, both within the city and within the 8 wards. And I can just parenthetically report that the committee met earlier this evening, and while we haven't concluded our discussion, I think they've agreed on the general configuration of the ward lines, and we'll be looking at precinct lines at the next meeting in 2 weeks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So a motion has been made. Is there a second to suspend the rules? All those in favor will say aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. So the item is now incorporated into our referral docket on first call. Is there any other business before the board this evening? If not, I'd like to ask the clerk to call the roll on the first call of reports and for our referral docket. Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Baker. Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman.
Aye.
Alderman Friedman.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Farney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesperhan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill.
Aye.
Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo.
Aye.
Alderman Schniffer.
Aye.
Alderman
aye.
Swiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 24 yeas. Okay, all items on first call carry. Is there any other business before the board this evening? I'd like to recognize Alderman Albright. All those in favor of adjournment will say aye. Those the ayes have it. The full board meeting is adjourned at 9:30.